This is a global competition, originally from Australia, and we've built a relationship with them over there to make this a global event. They've built relationships as well with France and with the United States. So three competitions around the world, plus they have about 7 or 8 events in Australia and New Zealand. So it's definitely starting to build. We're very, very proud to say that we are the first event of the series in 2026-27. So the year 2026-27 series, we are opening the World Ocean Series this year, which is really exciting. Last year, we were the second one on the circuit behind Ossegor in France. But this year, they're coming to us first. So a very exciting time.
And you mentioned last year, that because that was the first for Nuki, was it?
It was, yes. We've never had an event of that sort. We haven't had an event of that scale for many, many years. They did host the World Surf Life Saving Championships in Nuki on Vistral. Might have been 94. Yeah. It's the first time that we've had a global surf life saving event on our shores for a very long time. Yes.
It's a big deal and it's very exciting for Nuki. So which club is hosting it?
So Nuki Surf Life Saving Club and their volunteers are hosting it. We at SOSGB are the national governing body of Surf Life Saving, Surf Life Saving Clubs. So we are supporting Nuki Surf Life Saving Club host it. We've also got World Ocean Series royalty coming down for our second edition. So Ben Cochran, who is the World Ocean Series manager, flying over from Australia. He is bringing some professional surf life saving athletes with him as well, which is a very exciting time for us, which gives us the opportunity to compete against the best in the world. And also, like I mentioned, they are professional. They are paid to do this sport. So a lot of our athletes will be really keen to try and beat them.
And in terms of the activities in the water and on the water, what's happening?
So it's very much an ocean event. We've got the surf swim where athletes are going to swim out about 200 meters out around a couple of cans and then back in. So sort of testing their skills through the waves. Hopefully Fistral will be throwing up some curveballs to make it more difficult for us. And then we've got the board race, which you'll see lifeguards using paddle boards. They're very similar sort of shapes to them, a little bit more narrow, more sort of racing boards, which means they can go faster. They can save lives quicker as well, but they're a little bit more unstable. So they have the paddle board race, and then they'll have the surf ski race, which is a long version of a kayak, set on top kayak. Much quicker. They're 18 foot long and 18 kg. So they do just sort of go through the waves really easily, like a knife through butter. And then after those three events, there's a thing called the Ironman, Ocean Man, a little bit different to the triathlon way of doing things, but that's with all three disciplines combined. There's a run transition there as well. So we've got a beautiful gantry and a finishing arch where spectators can sort of watch and cheer them run around the circuit as they go from leg to leg. It's sort of the blue ribbon event of our sport with all three of them combined. And it just shows really good fitness, resilience, which our lifesavers, our lifeguards need. So these guys are just training to be fitter, faster lifeguards to save lives quicker.
Yeah. And on that, how important is it that we have these events throughout the year, not just here in the UK? I know they happen all around the world, as you mentioned, Australia being the key focus.
It's crucial that we have life-saving sport. I think it just keeps us all on our toes, you know, super fit to save lives quicker. And it just brings that sort of competition sort of edge to it. It's the best. I'm pretty biased, but it's the best sport in the world. It's a sport with a purpose. Mm. We're there to not only compete against each other, but to save lives as well. So we are the world's biggest secret in regards to a sport. We need to be better at sort of explaining what it's all about. We are lobbied at the minute for the Brisbane Olympics. So we are hopeful that we might have an opportunity there. And if so, then that's going to be what's needed, I think, to get our sport out and about to more ears and more viewers.